So who's next? Are you coming up again?
I'm here with the patron, Kerry Hayes. How's your day going?
It's been a fantastic day. We've been here since 9 o'clock this morning. We started with a huge opening ceremony, and then we've sent the children off to all these wonderful activities, and they just haven't stopped. The highlight for me is to see that it's such a contemporary concept that all the children are engaged right from the beginning of the day. It's all set to music, it's all about performance, and it's all about making yourself feel good and just finding one thing in your school career that makes you feel really successful. I know it sounds like a cliche, but if we think back to our own youth, all we needed was to find that one thing at school that made us feel good. And then we had a profile within the community, within the school community. And what we're giving these kids here today is an opportunity to find something, anything, that makes them feel good.
I go down the rings, I can go for miles if you know what I mean.
Christy Brims, I'm from Mildura here. Yep. And Billy, her younger sister.
And I've just seen you guys do an amazing performance at the Make Some Noise tent. Now, can you tell me all about that?
Well, we perform a lot, like around Mildura and stuff.
Locally.
And it was just a bit of fun that we thought we could just do together and just share with everybody else.
And what did you perform?
Pink, Get the Party Started. Yep, just to get everybody hyped up.
It is a real party atmosphere, isn't it?
It is indeed, especially here with all this happening today. So
you get to meet a lot of new people, and you just get to do a lot of different things that normally you wouldn't in like any other sort of position and stuff.
So a lot of the youth, the opportunities they have available for them as well, that there's a lot more out there than what could be maybe in their regional area that may not be really big, whereas here shows that there's so many other opportunities. Doesn't matter whether it's your small area city.
Yeah. And what would you say to youth out there that might think, oh, you know, this is not for me?
This sort of thing is for everyone.
It's for everyone.
And it's not like you're giving up anything to be here and just experience this sort of stuff.
Take the chance and see the opportunities that you have, because it's fantastic.
Trina Saylor. Me and my friend Gina here, we attend Chafee Secondary College. We're in Year 10. And we got asked to join the Vibe Challenge and enter a group of eight. And you sing and you dance and you play basketball. And whoever gets the most points for the team, they win the whole thing over 2 days. And, yeah, we decided to do it because it's really fun. And we get to meet famous people like Casey Donovan.
And what did you do your dance routine to?
We done it to Oh, Hot Damn, This Is My Jam.
Yeah,
just keep it pot in the air. But in the air,
wait, don't stop, keep going.
Who sings it? Flo Rida, yeah.
Ah,
in the air.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
Yeah. And so this is just great fun to be out of school doing this kind of thing.
My name's Gina Murray, by the way.
And that's my friend Gina, and she's doing all this with me. But she just doesn't talk as much as me.
And I have someone else with me now, Gavin Jones. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. I'm the executive producer and creative director of the festival.
How many kids do you reckon were here today?
I think we had about 65 teams, and plus we bussed in some infants kids. I think we had about 230 infants kids as well, so it's close to 850, 900 people, 900 kids. The kids are just so excited. They're just having such a good time. The kids just can't wait to get up and show us their two-minute dance routine. They can't wait to get up and give a go to singing one of the cool songs that we put together with the backing tracks. They can't wait to do their painting, whatever activities next. They're straight in there to show us what they've got, to show us what they've got. The whole thing is that on one side we've got the government and the sponsors and everything wanting to say, kids don't take drugs, kids don't drink, kids don't get into trouble at school, kids finish school. But that's the outcome end. But what we're saying is, if within their soul and within their spirit, the kids don't really feel good about who they are, how will they plan for their future? How will they have the desire to finish school? So this festival is all about improving their self-confidence, making them feel truly proud of who they are, where they're from, their friends, their family, their community, in order to want to have a future, to want to have a full-on future, to want to care about their bodies, want to care about themselves, and And so it starts and finishes with self-esteem, self-confidence, and the desire to succeed and complete school. And then when you instill that in the kids, then they truly will have a full-on future.
Oh, you big kazama, curly hair, brown eyes, 5'5", cutie pie that I ain't fit to bust some rhyme. Just like to prove you wrong, stand strong, sing my song. Everybody in the audience, come on, sing along.
My name's Shannon, and I'm from Mildura, St. Joseph's College.
And you've been at Vibe all day. How's it been going?
Great. We've had lots of fun.
And you're here with all your mates. I've just seen you practicing something. What's that all about?
It's for the competition thing we're having tonight. We all do like our little thing, yeah.
And what's the performance going to be like?
Great. You got to come and watch. We rock. We're going to rock.
All right. And I had someone else who wanted to say something. What's your name?
Elizabeth.
And are you excited about the performance tonight?
Yes.
And what's your favourite bit been today at the Vibe Festival?
The dancing.
I heard some rapping. Was anyone listening to the rapping? What did you think about that?
Oh, it was really good.
And your name is?
Alex Fuller.
And Alex, what's been your favourite bit today?
When we learned the dance from Michael and Matt Presley.
So there's been someone teaching you dancing?
Yeah, we learned like this hip-hop dance and it was really fun.
How did they sort of take you through that? Did they show you what to do or did everyone have a go?
They showed us step through step, doing 8 counts at a time.
And apparently you guys can sing as well.
Yes.
Do you want to guess? Okay. Do we want to give a quick rendition before you have to hop on the bus?
Yeah.
Okay.
You and me together, through the days and nights.